Passover begins tonight, and Jews around the world will celebrate with a piece of culinary history when they eat a sandwich. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on how people have progressed from the humble concoction known as the halal sandwich to the gourmet creations of today.
At the Passover celebration in the 1st century BC, Rabbi Hillel smeared bitter herbs and an apple-nut mixture called haroset between two slices of unleavened bread, or matzah. It may not have been the first sandwich ever made, but it's the first in recorded history. Ever since, when Jews remember the exodus from Egypt at Passover, they eat the Hillel sandwich. Some commentators say the sandwich emerged from a biblical commandment to eat bitter herbs, roast lamb, and matzah. That ancient entree had something important in common with the sandwiches of today, says Daphne Durvin. She's food curator at COPIA, the American Center for Food, Wine, and the Arts in Napa Valley.
What the Bible actually says is that you're supposed to eat it with your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and eat it in haste. So, to me, that's the perfect description of how you're supposed to eat a sandwich.
If there's one through line in sandwich history, this is it. Convenience. The sandwich is a food for people who don't have time to eat, be they ancient rabbis or John Montague, the 4th Earl of Sandwich. Durvin says his contribution to sandwich history came in 1762.
The Earl of Sandwich was a notorious gambler, and he didn't like to leave the gaming tables. And so the lore is that he called for some meat to be put between pieces of bread so he could eat it with one hand.
Other gamblers then asked for the same as sandwich, and the food earned its name. The sandwich officially crossed the Atlantic in 1827 when a woman named Elizabeth Leslie included a recipe for ham sandwiches in her cookbook. Almost 100 years later, in 1930, another titan of sandwich history came on the scene.
Wonder, the bread that helps build strong bodies 12 ways. One squeeze tells you why people call us the Fresh Guys.
The bread was introduced with teaser ads of balloons that said, "The days of Wonder are coming."
And then finally, when Wonder Bread arrived, it was sold for a penny a loaf. And the idea was to get housewives hooked on it.
Susan Seligson is author of Going with the Grain, A Wandering Bread Lover Takes a Bite Out of Life. She says Wonder Bread revolutionized the sandwich for one major reason: texture.
Because it has no holes and it has a seamless crumb, and you can put mayonnaise on it, you can pack a sandwich and it'll pretty much stay that way. You know, the butter, the mayonnaise, the jelly won't leak.
Again, sandwich success equals portability and endurance. Made-to-order sandwich sales are increasing by 15% each year, according to the Wall Street Journal. But the grand prize for portability and endurance is still in the works. The super sandwich of the future may be able to withstand heat, cold, wind, rain, and 3 years without any change in taste or texture. It's one of the top priorities in military food design, an industrial-strength peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like its biblical predecessor, it'll likely be eaten in haste, with shoes on and walking stick in hand. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.